This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
And she's brought the sunshine with her. It's lovely to see Nicola Upson in the studio.
It's nice to see you too. Happy New Year.
Is it too late? 15th
no,
of January?
So. I don't think so.
Is it still the first time
if
you see someone?
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Right.
So it's the first time. So happy New Year to all
happy
the
Happy New Year to you
too.
Both. Yeah. Let's make 2020 a nice peaceful one, shall
Hopeful.
We? I think we're all up for that, aren't we?
I think we are, actually, because it's been a bit of a roller coaster, hasn't it? Socially and politically
bit.
The last couple of years. So, yeah, we'll...
Nice quiet time. So how was Christmas? You spent some of it up here? You spent some of it down in the
Western? Yeah, up here, down there. We were here for Christmas, which was lovely, and then went to Cornwall for, well, just after Christmas and for the new year.
So excellent. I'm off to Cornwall in a couple of weeks. What's the weather like down there?
It's relentlessly miserable at the moment.
Fantastic.
Yes. So all our Cornish friends, they're shaking their heads, saying, never seen quite so much rain.
Oh, great.
But the beautiful thing about Cornwall is that it can turn. And in fairness, we did have some days that started off terribly and the sun came out and the wind was blowing, and it's so atmospheric and bracing down there when all you need is the slightest glimmer of light. And of course, it's tidal, so it all changes really quickly.
Exactly, the light in the sky, the light on the sea.
Yep.
And there's no such thing as bad weather, just inappropriate clothing.
Exactly.
So we'll be fine.
Yeah, and of course, very topical this week because the Cornish weather has come to us here in Cambridge on stage at the Arts Theatre.
Indeed. So, the panto is done then, that's
the
it. If you're thinking, we must get to see the panto.
Yes, I'm afraid you've had that. And what a wonderful panto it was. But I remember this very distinctly from working at the Arts Theatre. No matter how brilliant the panto is and what a wonderful time everybody's had and the cast are lovely and everything, you after 5-6 weeks, whatever, you are so pleased to wave them happily off and see something new on the stage.
Yeah.
And I think they've started. We often used to start with something, well, not necessarily top-notch at the beginning of a season to ease people
right.
Back in. But then no such thing as this. They've gone straight for this fabulous production.
So this is My
Cousin
Rachel.
Star-studded,
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, it looks like... I'm not familiar with it. I took one look and thought... Must be Poldark. It's basically the stage version of Poldark.
I do have to say that anybody, not to do Daphne du Maurier down at all, but anybody who is mourning the loss of Cornwall on a Sunday night and Ross Poldark and Demelza, this is the ticket for you.
This is a good way on, is it?
Yeah, not just the straight down the line du Maurier fans or Call the Midwife fans, of course, with Helen George.
Yeah, a lot of people talking about the fact that she's in this. And it's interesting, isn't it? That you get famous names treading the board all the time at the Arts Theatre.
Yeah, and not her first time quite recently at the Arts Theatre. She was there a few months, well, maybe time's flown, but she was there quite recently. But, of course, very timely with the new series of Call the Midwife starting on Sunday nights, which is just perfect.
Is it? That's you, done.
Floods of tears about 5 to 9 every Sunday at the end of it. And Trixie, who Helen George's character, has become one of the leading lights of that programme.
Right.
She's a fascinating character, so I'm not surprised that people are really, really happy and excited.
But I'm assuming from just what you've told me that this is a very different character for her now.
Very different character. And what a wonderful enigmatic character Rachel is, or the Countess Rachel Sangaletti, as she is known in the production. It's My Cousin Rachel. She is the leading role, obviously. But it starts with a young boy. Well, he's not a young boy. He's grown. He's 25. He's coming up to his 25th birthday, Philip Ashley, who is about to inherit his uncle's estate. His uncle was married to Rachel over in Italy.
Right.
And he has had some distressing letters from Ambrose towards the end of his life, which claim basically that she was poisoning him and playing with his mind and only after his money. And so by the time Rachel comes, and there's that wonderful thing, isn't there, about somebody from abroad, somebody exotic coming into
they're
this.
They're never up to any good.
No, the outsider.
That's it.
Coming in, and of course, so Philip is absolutely determined that he's not going to like Rachel. In fact, he's not even really wanting to have her in the house at all. And of course, her charms and her mystery and that, and she's fantastic because throughout the whole production as a character, and it's testament to Daphne du Maurier as a novelist and Joseph O'Connor, who has adapted this from the novel, that you never really know where you are with Rachel. Is she good? Is she bad? Is she somewhere in the murky waters in between?
Mm.
And so she herself is a mesmeric, wonderfully captivating character to watch. And Helen George does it beautifully. So, as you say, a million miles from Trixie.
Yeah, and to now be playing effectively an Italian woman as well. So that from one minute you're doing 60s midwifey thing, and now suddenly you've got to be an exotic European character.
And she's quite anglicised, right? She fits in, but she has that wonderful, and Helen George captures this very well, that wonderful kind of passion and anger. And when she's angry, there are a couple of scenes where she really loses it and is absolutely furious and livid. It's really magical. It's the whole production is fizzes.
Wow. And you were saying before we came on air as well that the set is something to behold
set
as well.
Because
that's
in fact,
a trick.
It almost steals the whole production, really.
Oh, really?
And I've seen quite a few stagings of Daphne Du Maurier's.
Right.
In my
some
time
better than others.
Some better than others. I remember very fondly, actually, a production of Rebecca with the wonderful, sadly now late Fenella Fielding as Mrs. Danvers.
Oh, she of Carry On.
Indeed, which was absolutely compelling, but for all the wrong reasons. And, you know, the scenery shook and the sea didn't always arrive on time and all that sort of thing.
Bless.
And neither did Fenella Fielding. So this was very slick, and the set is wonderful because it's on a revolve. So one moment it's the Great Hall at Philip's country house, the next minute it turns and it's this Gothic tower which is sort of doubles as a balcony stroke cliff tops. And it's not just the scenery itself, it's the lighting, which is really atmospheric, and the soundscape, because you've got the weather and the mood.
That's a big trick, isn't it? When you say, a bit like with Poldark, when really the scenery and the landscape and the weather is all part of the whole thing, isn't it? That isolation of being down in the West Country and that away from the city.
Yeah.
Hard to do when you're on
really
a stage in the centre of town.
You do feel that you are in the harshness of Cornwall rather than some sort of Cornwall pastiche. So it is really cleverly done. I loved that very much.
Excellent. We're straight back in and it gets full marks by the sound of it. So
it does. And great performances. Or I should say that Simon Shepherd, who is billed as one of the stars of this show, sadly he is ill this week. He plays Nicholas Kendall, the lawyer, the family lawyer, but ably stood in for by one of the understudies, Andy Hawthorne, who was just superb in the role. If you didn't know, you would never know.
I was going to say, this is one of the ones.
Supposed to be. No, it's a really lovely ensemble cast. And particular credit to that there are two servants in the production as well, Seacombe and Connors, and they are played brilliantly by Sean Murray and John Lumsden. I think they are, you know, there was something very warm and heartfelt about their particular performances, that loyal Cornish servants that you get in Poldark as well. But it was good all round.
Excellent. And I'm taking it's the usual evening performances at 7:45 and matinees on a Thursday and a Saturday at 2:30?
Absolutely.
Tickets are available through the Cambridge Arts Theatre website, cambridgeartstheatre.com. Tickets are priced £25 to £45. And it sounds like you get a big thumbs up from you then.
Big thumbs up from me.
So there we are. So I'll let you know how Cornwall gets on. Of course, you're talking about this young man who's going to inherit the estate.
Yes.
Have you been watching the Love Island Winter Edition? Because Ollie Williams.
You know, Neil, I don't know where I've been, but no, I haven't.
Have you not?
No.
Why am I not surprised?
That's passed me by.
Why am I not surprised? Because Ollie Williams, he's actually quit. He has quit. He's only been in there 3 or 4 days.
Is this big
and
news?
It is. He's quit.
Should
because
I have my shocked face?
You
on?
Should. Right. Because he's quit because actually he's realised that there's someone back home he still has feelings for, and he doesn't want to go into the Love Island villa. He doesn't want to stay there and be hooking up with all these other women when he really
shame
has.
Shame he had to go all that way to realise that.
Well, yes, but apparently, you see, he is apparently, according to him, he is due to inherit the Lanhydrock estate in Cornwall. The National Trust don't agree.
It's a beautiful house.
Yeah, he's been saying he's up for grabs. He's up for grabs and he's going to get it. National Trust have said, I don't think so, mate. I think your great uncle gave it to us.
Well, I hope they're right, because it's wonderful. And they do a fantastic Christmas thing every year. They have the most astonishing kitchens at Lanhydrock.
Right.
And they do a Christmas experience. It sounds awful when I put it like that. But they decorate it up and they lay the dining table and they dress the house as it would have been dressed in the sort of Edwardian, Victorian times.
Oh, wow.
And it is a real, so you get to see the servants' quarters, but also the upstairs rooms as well. It's brilliant. So I do hope that the National Trust are right.
Trust have got the piece of paper signed with the right name on it. Nicola, lovely to see you. What's up next? Any ideas what we've got coming?
Well, we're heading up towards ELS, which will be on the 2nd of February, and we're doing a few things. We're off to London now to see Cirque du Soleil, their premiere of their new production at the Royal Albert Hall. So there'll be a review of that. And we are hoping also to be talking to Carol Ann Lee, who is the author of the book that the drama that everybody is talking about at the moment, White House Farm, the story of Jeremy Bamber and Sheila Kaffel.
That is a really interesting story,
that,
isn't it?
That drama has been based on. So.
And Cirque du Soleil at the Royal Albert Hall, saw them, went there years ago, and it was one of the few times I was really glad I got tickets right up in the gods. Because everything was done. It's like everyone else is craning their neck to look above them. We were looking just straight at it. It's extraordinary. I love Cirque du Soleil.
You know, I've never seen them. I've wanted, so many years to go and see it. So I'm very excited about this.
Enjoy it. You're in for a real treat. Nicola, thank you ever so much indeed. As I say, my cousin Rachel is on until Saturday evening at the Cambridge Arts Theatre. Tickets £25 to £45. CambridgeArtsTheatre.com. Thank you, Nicola. Cambridge 105 Radio.